When you think of Cracker Barrel, what do you think of? One of the first things that comes to my mind when I think of Cracker Barrel is the god-awful food and disgusting silverware. I have not been to a Cracker Barrel in a couple of years now. Last couple of times I went, the drink cups were cloudy and stained. One of the forks had a grain of pepper stuck to it. The damn waitress was sporting a mustache, and I'm not lying about that. Now, I don't think she was trying to identify as the letter T. I think she chose to identify as a woman, but kind of hard to be a woman when you're looking like Tom Selleck. After what I saw this morning, maybe facial hair is a new requirement for females aspiring to work at Cracker Barrel. My inside sources. They were able to obtain a copy of their job application. If you're a male identifier, Cracker Barrel, they require you to wear high heels, cheap makeup, and a lovely pink tutu. If you choose to identify as female, facial hair is non-negotiable. You must select a gender-neutral semi-masculine name like Chris. Hey, it's me, Chrissy C. Chris Cuomo, he's qualified to work at Cracker Barrel. So is Bob Griner. Management, they prefer applicants who have experience working the WNBA dump. Now, to be completely fair, I am highly, highly selective when it comes to where I eat. Call it bougie, call it spoiled, call it pampered, call it whatever you want. I have been this way since I was a child. I am highly selective with what goes in my mouth. But there are millions of people across the South that enjoy eating at Cracker Barrel. Every time I pass the two locations here in town on the interstate, the parking lot always full. Most of the time, there's a crowd outside waiting to be served something that almost resembles food. When you think of Cracker Barrel, what do you think of? Maybe you think of the store at the front of the restaurant. You know the store I'm talking about, the one that sells those overpriced trinkets and toys that require 69-volt batteries. Maybe you think of playing checkers outside while waiting to be seated. Maybe you think of the fireplace inside that keeps the place warm on cold winter days. Whatever your thoughts of Cracker Barrel, even someone like myself who doesn't necessarily like the place, when most normal people think of Cracker Barrel, they think of a place that is family-friendly, kid-friendly. You can bring your kids there and you don't have to worry about them being exposed to an impromptu drag show. Your grandparents can enjoy an early morning breakfast without having to see a waitress with a supersized cucumber growing out of her forehead. The restaurant chain, it was started decades ago by a man named Dan Evans. Dan was a man of tradition. Unlike some of the men named Dan today, Mr. Evans, he didn't request to be called Danielle along with shit-fuck pronouns. Dan Evans was a traditionalist. He was born and raised in Tennessee, went to college at Auburn, served 3 years in the Marines. Mr. Evans was also traditional when it came to his personal life. He married 3 times, divorced twice. But get this! All 3 marriages involved a woman. Dan did not have desires for the shovel. He didn't look at his car muffler and think, that thick stick would look good blowing smoke out of my caboose. I went back and checked. None of his wives had facial hair. 30 years ago, Cracker Barrel, they were the target of protests and boycotts. The wanker spankers of the early 90s, they were upset with one of their corporate policies. Back in 1991, the requirements to work at Cracker Barrel drastically different than they are today. Dan Evans constructed a policy prohibiting the G's from working there. KC, that is mythical racism! You cannot refuse to hire someone based on their melanin! I agree, I know that. But I'm talking about the G in LGBT. At the time, Dan Evans was asked why he implemented this policy. He said, they make my customers in the South uncomfortable. Back then, it was not illegal to discriminate against someone based on their sexual orientation. Now, obviously, that policy is absolutely ridiculous. Anderson Cooper should be able to get a job without having to worry about discrimination. But as a result of this policy, 16 people, they either decided to quit or were forced to quit working at Cracker Barrel. Fast forward 30 years later, everything has changed. I would imagine Dan Evans is rolling over in his grave. He passed away in 2012 after battling through bladder cancer. The Southern values his company was founded on died along with him. Sandra Cochran is the current president and CEO of Cracker Barrel. Sandy is a real stickler for diversity, equity, and inclusion. According to the Human Rights Campaign, Cracker Barrel holds a grade of 80 on their test to determine their status as a professional wanker spanker, meaning the restaurant has achieved grade B shitfuck status. There are 3 sets of criteria on this test. Cracker Barrel, they score 100% on two of these sets. The third set is the problem. This set of criteria involves inclusive benefits. They had 20 points deducted for failing to provide health care coverage to Tran Dam without exclusion for medically necessary care. Let me translate that for you. Cracker Barrel, they're not paying for you to slice your cucumber. Out of curiosity, I tested my company, NPI, Normal People Incorporated. I wanted to see how we graded dealing with standards of diversity, equity, and inclusion. I submitted my test. The Human Rights Campaign, they returned the results. We received a zero. Cracker Barrel CEO Sandra Cochran, she's one ambitious worshiper of the oak tree. When I received a B in school, I was elated. I was thrilled. But B's don't get PhDs in diversity when you're attending Woke U. Sandy is striving for straight A's. She has implemented several initiatives in an attempt to push the woke boner to its explosive climax. Back in 2019, they refused to allow an evangelical pastor to hold a religious event at their restaurant. Why? This pastor is gay-phobic. He's afraid of the G's. 2018, Sandy was able to get Cracker Barrel to capture the esteemed honor of winning the Nashville Diversity Award. This award is given to the business who accommodates less than 1% of the population. We are awarding Cracker Barrel for their diverse offering of cucumbers in all sizes, boiled or grilled woke wieners, and the best pound my brown cake this side of the Mississippi. 2020, Sandy led the charge in Tennessee to have a statue removed from the state capitol. Those statues, they can be so triggering. Now keep in mind, Cracker Barrel, they have been doing most of this completely under the radar. Most normal people, they haven't been paying attention. I would be willing to bet this is the first time that most of you guys have heard any of this about Cracker Barrel's dedication to Woke United Methodist. Yesterday, they finally did something that caught the attention of normal people. Cracker Barrel has an Instagram account. They have almost, 300,000 followers. Most of their posts, they receive minimal likes and comments. Their posts from yesterday had them trending across social media. Check it out for yourself. We are proud to celebrate our pride. Everyone is always welcome to sit on our rocker. If I had to guess, Cracker Barrel, they've made posts similar to this for the past several years. Do I think this post is a big deal? Not really. Would this make me stop eating at Cracker Barrel? No, the waitress with the mustache already did that. If this same post was uploaded in 2021, 2022, no one notices. But there's a huge difference between last year and this year. Times have changed. Normal people are fed up and noticing everything. Conservative media, they did not cause this post to go viral. Normal people were responsible for spreading it. What Cracker Barrel did, it's not nearly as egregious as Bud Light and Target. The problem, though, for Cracker Barrel, it doesn't matter. Like I've said before, this is no longer about the LGBT community. When I say that, I'm talking about both sides here. The LGBT community, they have been infiltrated by the shit fucks. What started as a fight for equal rights, what started as a fight for the right to get married, that has been twisted into a movement designed to indoctrinate children. The vast majority of identifiers, they are against the indoctrination of children. As far as the outrage with normal people, this outrage has absolutely nothing to do with the LGBT. The mainstream media, they want you to think it does. They want you to think that straight Sam is afraid of gay Gayerson. They want you to think that average Andy is uncomfortable with Barbara Beard. Earlier this morning, I was reading an article in the Huffington Post. I had actually forgotten that the Huffington Post still existed. This outlet used to be mainstream. Arianna Huffington, she used to be a major player in media. Today, hardly anyone reads this garbage. The Huffington Post was mocking normal people for having the audacity to express their outrage. Now, just to be clear, it's perfectly acceptable for the shit fucks to express their fake outrage. Glenn Kuiper makes a mistake during a live broadcast. Their fake outrage lasts for weeks. The LA Dodgers remove the Mr. Sisters from their Pride Night celebration. They apply so much pressure, the Dodgers fold. But when normal people express their legit outrage, they're homophobic, they're transphobic. All these people, they're filled with fear. What the Huffington Post and the rest of the mainstream media does not understand, or what they simply refuse to acknowledge, this outrage with normal people has nothing to do with the LGBT community. Like I said, Cracker Barrel posting a rainbow rocker reserved for Chad Thundercocker, really not a big deal on the surface. But the way normal people are receiving it is Cracker Barrel choosing sides. The rainbow, the pride, it's all become symbolic. When you flaunt your pride, normal people are no longer taking that as you supporting the LGBT. They are taking that as a sign that you support the woke movement. Cracker Barrel is supposed to be a family-friendly establishment. What is so family-friendly about promoting a lifestyle that is meant for adults? Kids notice everything. Kids question everything. If my 6-year-old nephew walked past that rainbow chair and noticed it was the only chair with the rainbow, you know what he's going to ask me? KK, why is that chair painted rainbow colors and the rest aren't? It puts parents in the uncomfortable position to explain something or come up with a lie when they shouldn't be in that position to begin with. Parents should not go to Cracker Barrel being concerned about explaining the damn rainbow. That should not be their concern. Hell, their only concern should be hoping the waitress shaved before coming to work. But give me your thoughts. This latest incident with Cracker Barrel, do you think the outrage is a bit overblown here? Are normal people starting to take the outrage too far? Or has this become symbolic and normal people are just making a point? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.